You ready?
Why did you stop to do my plan?
Does that mean you're, is that good to go?
Yep.
Okay, call meeting to order.
Thank you.
Yep.
First on the agenda is approval of November 2nd, 2015 minutes.
So moved.
Okay, Kenny?
Second.
Jeanette, second. Okay.
Dealer's choice.
Additions, deletions, corrections? Anything? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Anybody opposed? Okay. All right, discussion on stop DWI program. So we'll, Ellie, it's all yours.
Right, just move up here, it'll be easier for me to speak.
I will just let you know that the legislator that was most concerned about this is not here.
Okay.
So essentially, some of the questions he had, I believe, were like, what steps are taken to avoid the DWI in the first place? So, you know, if you can just
His issue was a lot of it seems to, I guess you're right, a lot of it, his issues were, I think that there's a lot spent on enforcement. To me, I think that, you know, and there's not a lot spent on, or not as much spent on diversion.
What are we doing to stop guys?
On prevention.
Yeah.
So
prevention dollars, a lot of prevention dollars come from OASIS.
Yeah.
And go to various agencies. I sit on the Substance Abuse Prevention Board for the county, actually, that that distributes those monies and oversees those programs. And a lot of those are aimed at, like, elementary school, middle school kids. You know, we put out the public service announcements, and since probation took over Stop DWI in 2012, we've tried to move away from what had always traditionally been done, which was straight radio ads. And we've tried having the ads that are on websites now for some of the popular radio stations in the area. We put up a sign at the Dietz Stadium. We're in two movie theaters, the one here in Kingston. You know how before they show the movies, they run the ads, so we put it in there, and then the one in New Paltz.
Okay.
And then the education stuff that we do in the schools with the health fairs, and that goes to, most of the county high schools and the community college. So
yeah, but mostly what he was looking for is once they're charged with DWI, is there anything in the program that...
In the Stop DWI program?
Yeah.
Well, we found a couple of things. For a lot of offenders, that the first time intervention, dealing with the police, dealing with the courts, the going to the impact panel, the fines, the fees, that's enough to divert a lot of people from future behavior. And those that, it's very expensive, incredibly expensive. And those that, don't and go on usually end up on probation. And that's what probation is all about, is, providing rehabilitative services and making sure that they get whatever they need.
Anybody else have any questions? Is that something?
I'm going to give these to you because I just got back from vacation. I have to say that I was out of the office for most of the month.
Where'd you go? Anywhere good?
It was south, but it's warm here. It was warm here too, so it wasn't like
sleeping
in the winter.
It wasn't as warm here as it was where I was. So
yeah. Where did you go?
I was in Florida, St. Petersburg,
nice.
And Fort Myers.
That's nice. We started out in Florida.
I was in Florida last Monday, and it was 75 and sunny there, and I got back here at midnight, and it was 25, so 50 degrees will do it.
I was in Florida for a couple days wearing a fleece, zippered up to my neck, so it was... while I was out, Sandy Daw, who was just an incredible asset to Stop DWI, put together this packet for you. So let me just give this out. It's,
Could I make a recommendation now? If you maybe one of these next year, I'm not going to be here, but maybe it would be nice to just find some time to address the legislature and tell them what you do. Because we've had, you got people, a lot of legislators don't have a clue.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And they don't know anything about Stop DWI.
And they know nothing about the program.
Well, I have an off-the-cuff question, so if you don't have an answer, I totally understand. How's, I know that when they passed the interlock laws, Leander's law, mm-hmm. and the other one, that there that you know was one more unfunded mandate from the mm-hmm. state down to the counties. How right. how has it been getting the probationers to pay for it? Because it's their responsibility to pay, correct? Unless
yes.
they can't.
Yes, we've been. I think Ulster is one of the higher counties in terms of the waivers.
Okay.
But still, it's hovering around 10%, which is what the state anticipated. So it's not bad.
Is it a requirement under aggravated DWI to get an interlock device, or is that on the judge's discretion?
It's a requirement on any DWI conviction now to
really?
Get an interlock
okay.
device. Yeah. Any, not for DWAI drugs.
Okay.
And not for the combined DWAI.
But 0.08 is a automatic.
Yeah, anyone. Yeah.
It's expensive.
And there is in the back of the packet that Sandy put together mm-hmm. for you. There's a Leander's Law update and some FAQs for Leander's mm-hmm. Law.
For those who don't know, Leander's Law that. Is the DWI with a child in the car. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But that's also the legislation that stipulated the IIDs for anyone yeah. with a DWI, and that has had the greatest impact on both probation and Stop DWI. Stop DWI monitors the CB cases,
okay.
and probation monitors the probation cases. And as much as it was an unfunded mandate, the state had GTSC, the Governor's Traffic Safety Council, mm-hmm. which is a division of the DMV, they had a pot of money available, and so far they've been providing us with some money every year to operate that program, around $40,000. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That money might be, every year we keep hearing that money's drying up, so we don't know,
what's
going to happen
with it. If it's
going
to be replenished or not.
But, mm-hmm. but at least at this point, we've been able mm-hmm. to get some money for that. So. Okay.
Thank you very much. I look forward to looking through
great.
This.
Great. Thank you very much. Anything sorry
that's
to
it?
Drag you out at this hour.
No problem.
Thank you.
Thank you again.
That was painless. So.
Okay. All right. Resolution 464, approving execution of contract amendment in excess of $50,000. For Motorola Solutions, Department of Emergency Management.
So moved.
Second?
I'll second it.
Okay, discussion. We'll let the Director of Emergency Management Services.
Yeah, that's for our console positions that we have at the Communication Center, as well as the two that are in Highland for the maintenance.
It's one, I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
For our console positions that we have at the Communication Center here in Kingston, and then the two in Highland that are backup.
The dispatch positions,
the
correct?
Dispatch
yeah,
position,
the SP Highland, SP Highland is the backup.
Is the backup, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just maintenance for the general
yes.
maintenance because they did.
The,
okay. Go ahead.
Man, since you're here, again, how's the how's it going with the simulcast on low band, high band?
Simulcast is going good. Well, it's, it won't be low band. It's just 220,
just 220,
VHF
okay.
high band.
Yep.
A VHF high band. Overlook was just installed at the end of, Tuesday, Wednesday of last week. There's some tuning to go.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to tie in Tonchi Mountain as well.
Okay.
So probably within the next month or so, we'll be up simulcast with the new simulcast system.
Have we been having as many breakdowns with the low band system? As many issues?
Not as many
okay.
as we had in the past.
Okay, good.
But it still needs to be replaced.
Yeah, it's okay. That's an expensive statement
it
you just made, but it's one of the things that we need to do.
Needs to be addressed.
I think it's back in the capital plan. So
17. Right?
Yeah.
I think they still have tubes in the radios there.
They do.
Yeah.
Some of
it's tube technology.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of them
they're in
are.
The towers.
Yeah.
Oh, just talking about tubes the other day, and they were saying Erase, I think, is the only one that has. Tubes down in her cellar
yeah,
for all
one of the old style.
I mean, with the stuff. I mean, Steve practically has to go on Craigslist and look for old stuff.
We just got. Remember a thing called Reeds.
Try Erase before you go on Craigslist.
We just ordered. They put a PL code, which is a code that stops interference
mm-hmm.
on one of the low band frequencies, and we actually had to go out and buy a $7 Reed for the base station.
Jeez.
So that we could install that. Pretty exciting stuff.
Any other questions?
Nope. Thanks very much.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. That's
Thank
coming
you.
Around. I must offer a second set of apologies besides the fact that I was late. We have newly elected legislator Ronnie Lapp and sitting in. So, when you're in the corner,
you know, you're like a moving target. So join us at the table, please. Yeah. Come to the table.
Welcome, Ron.
Yeah, Ryan.
Welcome.
I'm sorry,
I forgot who you were.
It's been a while since
former police officer, and I worked with him down in Ellenville, and I know he's a resource officer in New Paltz, and good guy. So, So we welcome you, and we also say thanks for, you know, even being newly elected, but being here and starting to come up to speed, because come January, you know, then you dive right in the deep end of the pool. So,
I can wait in a little.
It's a lot of fun.
We're gonna have fun.
You're gonna love it.
Yep. How long have you been elected, Jeanette?
So
26 years.
26 years, Jeanette's been elected.
So
got me beat.
Time to go.
And so as we welcome new, I want to also wish Jeanette
Good
health,
you.
Happiness, prosperity. It's been an honor and a privilege, because you are a legend around these parts with your time served in the legislature, and I mean that sincerely. So we don't always have to agree, but when when it comes to history and knowledge and a person that has taken care of the people she serves, no one does it better.
Thank you, TJ. It's very nice of you.
Your constituents should be very proud of you. They probably don't understand all you do for them, but they will after you leave.
You've done an excellent job.
I've been watching you
in the papers even before I got involved.
Someone tells me she's still going to be in the papers.
On a golf course.
Yeah, you can.
On a golf course, right. Yeah. That's where I want to be in the papers, on a golf course.
On a golf course.
You can't keep her down,
Thank
seriously.
You, I appreciate that.
Good luck, and have enjoy yourself.
I couldn't have said it better than Tom. Serving with you has been an awful lot of fun and a pleasure, and you and I trade jabs over the last 8 years. It's been an awful lot of fun going back and forth, and my time on the golf course with you in the Legislative Golf League, we did that one time,
that was
some of the most fun that I've had.
Was the most fun.
I'm personally going to miss you a great deal, and I hope that hope you don't become a complete stranger. You know, hope you come around and join us in
the Christmas party, right?
And bust our chops from time to time when we're not doing the right
thing.
That's
why I told Alan Lameda and I, we need to do. We're going to come like every 3 months.
Okay.
And address the body.
Rattle the cake.
Good. Well, we welcome that. So
yes,
good.
We do.
Well, thank you.
Sheriff, what's the good, the bad, and the ugly? And I know.
Well, I can speak on behalf of three sheriffs.
Okay.
Haglia, Bachman, and myself. Jeanette, thank you for everything you've done for law enforcement.
You're going way back.
On the legislature.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. I talked to Michael Haglia today.
Did you really?
Yeah, he's still
he's
around. He's up
guy.
In Greene County. He's got some health issues, but he's doing good. But
good. Tell him I was asking for him.
I will.
Yeah.
And other than that, the report speaks for itself. We're quite a bit ahead on our board-in revenue. We're a little bit behind on the telephone revenue, but that had to do with the 2 months of board-ins where we were down a little bit. So on this month's report, look way down to the bottom of the actual lines, because this meeting was on the 30th. I can't do this month's really accurate, so everything at the bottom of the actual line is my estimate where we're going to be at the end of the year.
Okay.
But I can tell you we're going to be right on.
Okay, cool.
Other than that, everything's good by us.
Okay. All right. Very good. Any questions?
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
Do you feel comfortable with the budgeted number? That's something we can reach without a lot from Dutchess County? I mean, I know it's a guess, but I'm just...
Means, I think, actually lowered the estimate that I put in.
Okay.
So I'm not worried about it at all.
All right. Are we getting any more of the Dutchess County women?
Right now it's 13 and 13. So we average 26 a day, half for men, half for women. But they're scrambling for space for women in Dutchess County.
Yeah.
So
yeah. That's a good thing.
We're going to be okay.
All right. Thanks, Paul. Okay. Appreciate it.
All right. Any old business? New business? Monkey business? Sir?
I know that there are some folks here who were interested in resolution 357. I just wanted to state that it's been withdrawn for this year's session.
Very good. Okay.
I'll move to adjourn.
Second?
Second.
Anybody have any problems with that? This is Ronnie, where you always agree with everybody. So.
Okay. Time to go.
Everybody all right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. All right, everybody.
Yeah.